To France now. The minority government there is on the brink of collapse after Prime Minister Michel Barnier used special powers to force through his budget without a vote in Parliament. The French Assembly is due to vote today on a no-confidence motion, which is almost certain to bring down the coalition led by the Prime Minister who was appointed by President Macron. Macron himself is on a state visit to Saudi Arabia and he is expected to return to France today. The President's term runs until mid-2027, and while the collapse of the government would be damaging to Mr. Macron, he cannot be forced out by the Assembly. We can speak now to Eleanor Kawa, an MP with the Centrist Renaissance Party, which is President Macron's party. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us, Ms. Kawa. Can you outline the background, please, to tonight's no confidence motion in Michel Barnier? Why did he do this? Why did he push this vote through?
Well, actually, it is the oppositions that are presenting this no confidence vote. And they said that they would. And they're doing it over the budget, which in fact has two consequences. One is that the government will be censored and we will have no government. We'll need to form a new one. But the other consequence, which to me is far more complicated, is that we will not have a budget. So this is why the Prime Minister is trying to convince the MPs not to vote this censorship motion and to at least wait a couple of months until we have a budget for a country.
But if he thought that he was going to face difficulties with this, why did Michel Barnier go ahead and push through this vote without the support that he needed?
Well, because in any event, he was not going to get the support. The National Assembly in France is more divided than it ever has been. You have 11 groups that are represented and they're not talking to each other. Unlike what you have in your countries or in other European parliamentary regimes, we don't have a coalition, so to speak. And he was actually left with no other choice than to put the responsibility of his government on the table to have a budget approved.
And that minority government, of course, is currently propped up by the far-right National Rally. Its leader, Marine Le Pen, she has said she will vote against Michel Barnier in this no-confidence motion. But he came out last night to say he could still win this no-confidence motion. How do you see it all playing out?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but I see it very unlikely given what the different parties and MPs have said this far. But as you rightly pointed out, the responsibility largely lies on Marine Le Pen, as she had presented herself as a reasonable leader, and she isn't indeed. What she's trying to do is to provoke chaos in France so as to provoke presidential elections, which, as you rightly said, are not mandatory, but if the chaos is such, she's trying to get there to avoid a ruling that will likely come up in a couple of months where she might be unelegible. And, you know, her main objective is to win the presidency. So we see clearly in her game. The problem is that game has huge consequences for France and for the French economy.
And what will happen if Barnier does lose the vote? I mean, it looks like he could be ending his career as the shortest lived prime minister in France's Fifth Republic. He hasn't been there very long. He hasn't really had an opportunity. So what would happen to him next?
Well, yes, you rightly say he would be the shortest prime minister we've ever had, and at the same time the eldest and probably the most experienced one. So it would be a bit of a paradox, but we're seeing a lot of paradox in French politics these days.
And President Macron, I understand he is coming back to France from a state visit. What will he be saying to people today? And indeed, what's he saying to your party, his own party?
Well, he's asking everyone to be reasonable. He understands that there might be a willingness to turn the government down. But again, it's not the same to do it over a regular bill or just as, you know, you can always censor the government rather than doing it over the budget. And that is what French people need to understand, that if we don't have a budget, we'll have, in the best case scenario, the budget of last year that will apply. And last year's budget is not adapted to the needs of French people. And it would actually mean more tax for the lowest income taxpayers.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Eleanor Kawa, an MP with the Centrist Renaissance Party in France.